Hello, folks. Off Grid Gary. Today is Sunday, August 22nd, 2021. Today, we're going to be talking about more preps. And with more preps means more work. On the homestead, and of course, everybody knows, you know, we have been prepping a long time to build a homestead. We've got goats, we've got chickens, now we have rabbits. We lost one rabbit because it jumped out of the cage and our dog got a hold of it. That was a quick meal for the dog. But for those of you who know me personally and used to my YouTube channel and my Facebook pages and all that, they know what we're prepping for. So naturally we have goats, chickens, and now rabbits. We've got some pretty mean dogs. But one thing we added to our prep list this past week, we planted fig trees that had figs already on them. We got 4 really huge blueberry bushes and transplanted them. And we got some papaya trees and planted those as well. And everything has been just, I mean, you can see where they've been jumping out of the ground. We planted a peach tree. And we got some more peach trees to grow. Planted a Tanisian squash. It started out really, really great. This thing's 8 foot tall and growing. But so far, it's only got 1 squash on it. And I don't know if it's going to make it or not. But I'm cracking some seeds. I'm going to try them in another tight potting system and see if they grow in that. But the reason why we're prepping for all this is we're trying to make our homestead self-sustainable to where, for the most part, we don't have to go to town. And it's not that we have anything against town or anything against politics or anything like that. We want to be able just to live off of our land. The nice thing about living off your land is after a while, it eventually becomes paid for. So whatever your homestead is, once it's paid for, that's a monthly bill you no longer have to pay. And in my case, being we're solar powered, we have no utility bills. You know, we have no water bills because we got a well that runs off solar. And, you know, I built my own water filtration system. So we know the water we're drinking is better than any kind of bottled water you can get anywhere. So the only initial bills that you have when you're homesteading is your car insurance and your cell phone. You know, that's the biggest part, you know. And especially like right now, New Orleans is under this thing where if you don't get the jab and you're not going to take the vaccination, and they made it where, for the most part, to buy anything, you got to show physical proof. Okay, now whether you agree with that or disagree with it, I frankly think they can go to hell in a handbag. But what I'm finding funny is now, there's nobody in New Orleans. New Orleans, they're showing pictures of the streets. They're empty because nobody's buying it. I'm not going to be forced to show proof for anybody. You know, I'm not trying to start a bunch of crap with anybody. But my way of thinking is, you know, this pandemic thing, I know it's a bad deal. But you notice nobody's dying from the flu. Nobody's dying from, because there was no flu this year. Everything, that everybody gets sick, they automatically go, oh, it's COVID. Well, any of us, my whole family, none of us have yet to be sick. None of us are vaccinated, and we're not going to. But we try to eat healthy. We take vitamins every day. I mean, I take fresh garlic and put it with honey and put it in the refrigerator. And after we kind of does this thing for so many weeks or so, then I start taking a spoonful of honey and garlic. You know, none of us been sick. We still work every day, you know, we're still doing what we have to do every day. But this is what I'm telling you, people. It's, you want to live, not live in fear. And when I say this, live, you want to enjoy life. And I'm not going to have some pencil pusher say, show me paperwork to do what you're going to do. I can just go to hell. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm home. I have everything I need on my home.
Yeah, there's supplies we have to get every month, like everybody else does. But we're not, I don't know the word to say it, but we're not dependent on towns. And I'm not saying we did it overnight. It took a lot of years to do this. I mean, you know, we've been off grid for 10, 11 years. And when I say off grid for 10 or 11 years, that's before we even bought our way into our house. You know, we live in our house. And when I realized solar, I wouldn't have made a city bill with solar. Playing with it, I went ahead and built a bigger system and got off grid. First, it was hard because, you know, we went off grid with basically four solar panels. Now, we're off grid with a lot more now, you know, because we got 12 300 watt panels with a big Magnum inverter, 48 volt. We got a 10K lithium battery now. You know, I mean, it's hot, you know. I don't have AC going right now, but generally around 11, 30, 12 o'clock, I can keep the AC on late around all day. And if I part-time put my generator to use, I can actually let my smaller window unit run all night without a generator. You know, so the lithium has been a big step up to the game. BigBattery.com is where I got my battery at. I got my 10K there. Let me tell you something. For the price, they were cheaper than everybody else. But let me tell you, these guys have been rock solid. Anytime I've called about a question, or it generally works better on email. I don't know why, but they say it's faster, so it must be. But I can email them, and within just a little bit, they answer you right back. And they have the answer you're looking for. You know, I really do like these big battery folks. They're new to the game. I'm not going to tell you they're perfect, because they're not. But let me tell you something. These guys do whatever they can do to help you. And, you know, I got this 10K lithium battery for $3,700 delivered to my door. Okay, you go, well, $3,700 is a lot of money for a battery. Well, yes, it is. But you got to understand, I just purchased 8 6-volt L16s. They cost almost the same as this lithium battery did. Okay, this lithium battery, for the most part, is like 22 to 32 of those 6-volt batteries on this 200-pound battery. So, if you do the math, you're buying way more than 8 6-volts. Way more. It's like 32 of them. And if you had to buy 32 6-volt batteries, it would cost way more than anything. So, that's what I like about the lead acids. I mean, about the lithium. Now, the thing about the lithiums is, when you run a lithium battery, there's so much different to learn from. You know, the lead acids, you hook them up, and after a day or two, you pretty much know what they're going to run. You know, if you run a welder, your lights will blink. You know, you'll hear appliances slow down a little. But with the lithiums, your lights don't blink. Your appliances don't slow down. Cloud cover, you know, if you're pulling a lot of power with lead acids, when the sun goes under for a minute, I mean, you'll actually hear your air conditioner kind of bottom out a little bit and then come back up. With a lithium, you don't get none of that. The sun can go away for an hour, and you still don't get none of that. The sun can go under for 2 hours, and you're still running your air on high, and you don't even notice it. The only thing that I could say about the lithium that was a shock for me was, as long as you could run it, when it went dead, it took a long time to charge. So, with that being said, I've had to make other adjustments to my system to compensate for that charge. Has it worked? Yes, it has. It's worked awesome. I got 8L16s that are new. I'm actually going to build a portable power system that's in a trailer, and I'm going to have it at night to where I can plug a lithium charger in to my battery, and that way during the day the solar will charge
the batteries, and at night, that battery juice basically can go into my lithium charger. And once I do that, and I'm using the lithium charger that the big battery recommends, once I do that, it's kind of like having a small solar system going at night that's going to keep the battery on. And I think I can eliminate any gas generator at that point, which will save me, again, it'll save me money for gas. But yes, that big battery has been a lifesaver, especially this summer when we've been heat advisories, 105, 110, 115 with the heat index. You know, this week we're supposed to be 105 degrees before the heat index. So we're under extreme heat advisory. And when you live off grid, you're going, oh man, I can't run the air conditioner as much as I would like to, you know. But with a lithium battery, it makes it possible where you can. So those are some of the preps we're taking in for our homestead. We want the homestead to run very efficiently. We're looking at getting a couple big rainwater containers so we can harvest X amount of rainwater for our animals to have, because we're going to dig a small pond out. We can go from there to there. That way our animals have a little pond to play. So we got ducks. Ducks like to swim in a pond, this kind of thing. And we're really liking these extra animals. We like what we're producing. You know, all of the, this year's been kind of a strange year. It's been very hot, but we've been getting rain like normal schedule. And everything, we got a forest floor that's so green right now, where everybody else is getting smoke or fires or heat or whatever, no rain. We're still getting rain. And that's a good thing. You know, I mean, our forest is really good. Our vegetables are growing good. My bell pepper plants have been phenomenal this year. We only grew like two bell pepper plants. They sprouted out and made three. We've already harvested them three times, and we're going to get another harvest off. And we're talking 10 to 12 bell peppers at a time in harvest. So these little plants have done good. And this is some of the stuff. We're also buying some of these big 300-gallon totes. We're going to cut them in half and build a big self-wicking garden. And this is the stuff we're looking into doing. We're looking at more produce to grow. We're looking at raising some of our own meat. And that way, when you do go to town, all you're buying is coffee, maybe some flour, some rice, sugar, whatever. Whatever your prep is for your dry storage. Because as long as you have your own meats alive, even if something weird happened, and you got hit by a massive EMP, let's say a light diver solar, which I don't think EMP would necessarily, you'd have to almost go off directly above me, I think, to really hurt or do any damage, but it could happen. I'm not saying it can't. But as long as you have chickens, and you have goats, and you have rabbits, guess what? They're still staying alive if you don't have refrigeration. And if you have a smokehouse, you can still preserve some of those meats. You know, we're looking at building a smokehouse this fall. You know me, I want my smoked cheese. And I've got a cold smoker that's 255-gallon barrels, which if you look at Farm Show magazine this month, they did a story on my cheese smoker, and of course there's videos on it. And Farm Show did a story on me. Last issue was on solar, so you can get Farm Show magazine. Farm Show magazine is a, hey, look, if you're looking to do anything with a homestead, farming, Farm Show magazine's a catalog you already want. It's got stories in there about people who build from nothing. And again, there's stories from people who build big things. But a lot of the times, it's just everyday people coming up with good ideas, and they share it with other people to learn from. So Farm Show magazine is a good resource to have on your homestead. I do really like Farm Show magazine. I kind of go after the magazines that cover homesteading and solar things. So, you know, you watch the news on what's going on, you know. We bought a lot of fishing gear. We have a lot of fishing gear. And the reason why we have a lot of fishing gear is because we jump on a golf cart and we go fishing. You know, it's solar powered. Why burn gas to go fishing when you have a golf cart? You know, we bought a lot of fishing gear. I just got my fresh fishing license here in June, July, whatever it was. Excuse me. And, you know, you can always fish. You know, hunting season's coming around the corner. I think next month, bow season starts. You know, you want to have your gear, you know. So, you know, when we're talking about prepping, put hunting and fishing gear on that prep list. It's a small thing. You know, you can buy a package of hooks for $5 and have a good hook, you know. Figure out what you want to catch. A lot of people, they buy gear to catch everything with. That ain't how it works. You know, like me, for instance, I'm looking at buying a kayak because I got into riding kayaks. Kayak is going on my prep list. Why? I can put a kayak in any body of water and take off and go. If you got any limbs hanging over the water, you can set limb lines out, whether you're on a river, a creek, or a pond. You can set them limb lines out, come back later. You got supper. And if you're camping, supper's a good thing. You know, that black heavy twine that you set your big catfish hooks on, you know. What I did, I bought small little hooks to match my little hooks and bobbers. I bought small hooks, bobbers, and sinkers for my brim gear. And it's in one little case. Little case. And then I have my catfishing gear, which is big hooks, big sinkers, and I got that black line. You know? And that's in its own case again. So when I pack my backpack, I can slide those in the back of my backpack and they take no room up because weight-wise, they weigh more than they are for scale size. Scale size, they're in a 1-inch box that may be 6/8-inch square. That's it. Now the line, on the other hand, you just put it in the side pocket. But all of your fishing gear that you could catch anything with is there in them little bags. That's a prep gear, because no matter where I'm at, if I need to fish, if I want to go fishing or I have to go fishing, is a scenario. I have what it takes to get what I need. Because I already bought the fishing gear. You know, this is stuff, I always tell people if they got a hobby that they like, if they like to fish and hunt, think realistically what you need to get that animal with. Whatever the prey you're going after requires, whether it's a wild hog or a deer or a raccoon, whatever it is you want to catch, have the gear it takes to get it. You know, you can shop for gear year-round. Doesn't mean you have to use it year-round, but it's there for when you need it. Like us, we fish quite a bit. Me and the boys fish a lot. Whenever we have free time, we like to go drop a line in the water or go camping. This is a must-have need because if you're going to catch fish to bring them home, you got to have the preps to get the fish. You know, hunting. You know, you have one good hunting gun you always use. Always make sure you have parts to fix that gun. Always have the ammo it takes for your hunting season to use that gun. Take some time to get used to shooting it. Don't waste ammunition. Just take time to get used to that weapon. Fire it 3-4 times a year at a target. Make sure you can still hit your target. Make sure you're used to your gun. Feel it. Know how it works. Know everything there is about it because it's going to be attached to your hand to use. So you want this thing to work very efficiently. You want it to everything to be lubricated. You want everything to be clean. You want your bullets to be able to leave a barrel without, you know, a nasty barrel is not good to have. I'm just saying. You buy the preps it takes to keep that item going. Whenever you have an item that you're going to use a lot, you want to make sure you have the stuff to take care of that item with, or have another one of those items put up. Like here the other day, I ordered 5 Ryobi batteries, 18-volt batteries. Okay, why would you order batteries? Well, the reason why, I use a lot of Ryobi lithium batteries. I have a little black plastic toolbox. I built it on YouTube video, so you can go see it. But it's a little plastic box. It's got a very bright light on cord in it. It's on a switch. I've got USB ports, a cigarette lighter plug, and I have an electric 12-volt fillet knife in there. Okay, it's not a very big box, but it's got that lithium battery on it. Well, I needed a lithium battery charger because my battery charger died. So I bought two chargers and I bought five batteries at a really discounted price on eBay.
Well, I got all this stuff in. Everything works good. I got my batteries charged. You know, it's up. Everything's going.
But then I got to thinking about it. What if these chargers go bad again and I can't get another one? So lithium batteries charge different than lead acid. So I bought all this stuff, these electric boards, so I can build me a lithium charger that's solar powered. I'm waiting for the rest of the parts. I'll have it where it hooks up to a single solar panel and charges the batteries.
And again, that is a crap. That's why I'm building it. You know, I got a cordless chainsaw that's battery powered. You know, I'll be able to charge that battery as well with this lithium charger when I build it. So all my cordless lithium tools that I have, if the battery goes that bad, and I have a solar part that I can plug into it to charge it, them solar parts aren't hard to get. I mean, if it works, I can order two or three of them and put them in a bag and put them in a Faraday cage. As long as you have the stuff to repair what's bad. My tractor. I'm stepping up buying another tractor.
I'm not buying a new tractor.
A friend of mine talked me into a diesel. It's an older Case diesel. And
we're actually
late 70s. This tractor I could use all over my homestead
and run it all day on just a few gallon diesel. So that is a good prep. Do I use a tractor all the time? No. But I do have a box blade and bush hog. I need to keep my driveway up. And I usually bush hog my place once to twice a year. And I usually like to keep my bush hog trails cleaned on the hunt lanes. So, really, doing the math, I should be able to do most of my stuff on 5 to 8 to 10 gallons a year on these things.
I don't use a tractor that much. But what's nice about this tractor, it has power steering.
My other tractor's a 30 horse. International harvester, and it's very hard to steer. I've got terrible arthritis, so I can operate that tractor for a day, and the next day I can't move. This tractor's got power steering. So.
Yay!
That's a good prep to have.
You know, it's an older diesel, so that means it's easier to work on.
You know, everything that I purchase, I look at it on a mechanical level and go, what's it going to take to fix this when it tears up? Because I have to fix everything that I have because I work on everything. So, or I build everything. I'm not a rich man where I just go out and buy something. I usually have to build it. And when I build it, generally it's better than what you buy anyway. So, I'm not bragging. It's just something that I do. I look at stuff mechanically and go, gosh, I can build that a lot cheaper. It's just the way I work. It's nothing against anybody. I like. There are things I like to buy. I mean, for instance, I don't build my own headlights. But, you know, I go on eBay and I can buy 8 or 9 headlights for pretty cheap money. And they're lithium powered. You can plug them in and charge them on that power box I was telling you about that I built. And, you know, you lock them up. I put them in a metal box, slide them under the bed. They're fully charged. You know, and if I need an extra headlight, pull it out, put it on your head, turn it on, get a headlight. You know, you just never know when you're going to need a light at night to go take care of an animal. You know, we're looking in at some solar yard lights. You know, really not something to come on at dark, but just something when you need them to come on, you have it. You know, the light preps are a lifesaver. In our case, we have animals, so it's nice to have a light you can shine out there to make sure there's no predators in the cage or trying to get in the cage. So we do things a little differently. You know, my golf cart, like I say, everybody knows my golf cart's solar powered. You know, we use that thing on the homestead more than we use a tractor. You know, we go get our firewood with it. You know, I mean, I can take the wood splitter, stack of wood up, start splitting it. Pack it on the golf cart and bring it back to the house, stack it up in the house. You know, these are craps that are awesome to have. You know, my golf cart has 120 volts AC, 25 amps of the receptacles. You know, so if I need to charge my chainsaw, or I need to charge a lithium battery from one of my cordless tools, or whatever, I can plug it into my golf cart. If I need to weld something down the road, I can weld it from my golf cart, because my welder plugs into my golf cart. These are things, and there's YouTube videos on that as well, these are things that a guy can prep for and build. Yes, it may take some time to do it. In my case, this is stuff I've been doing for 10 years. So prepping is not overnight. But what I tell people that are starting to prep, that don't own their homes, if they live in town and they have an apartment, you can't prep big until you kind of own your own place. But if you have an apartment, you know, you can still get, you can still have extra dry storage food, you know, non-perishables. There's still backup power units that you can buy that run on solar that you can put on the dash of your car and let charge up for a few hours when you, before a storm, and you know you got covered. There's so many different kinds of LED lighting now that take a USB port to charge. So there's a lot of stuff you can do even if you live in an apartment. You know, if you have a windowsill that's in sun, you can grow a few vegetables right there. Look, it's maybe not a full-time deal. Not everybody can go off of it. Not everybody can live the way we do. But everybody can make small preps to survive a hurricane, or just to keep from going to the grocery store as much. Just have some food in your house. You know, a lot of people shop by McDonald's, and I'm not saying anything bad about McDonald's. No, I don't eat there. But people that go to a fast food place to eat on the way to work and eat coming home, they're throwing a lot of money away. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. That's what you do. I'm not arguing with it. I'm not saying it's bad. But when crap hits the fan, people, think about this. If you have a hurricane come through and destroy all the power lines, and you're fortunate enough that you didn't lose your place, you'll be glad to have that dry storage food. You'll be glad to have a water filter to get fresh water with. You'll be glad to have something you can start a bonfire with if you can't cook in your house. I'm just saying, there is things you can do. If you're in an apartment, get you, have you a to-go bag, a small to-go bag, a fire starter, a life straw, and have you some dry storage food, and have you some LED lights to plug into a USB port. You would be surprised. A little bit of camping gear could save you a lot. You know, if you have a three-day pack, per se, you can stretch that out for a week if you know what you're doing, if in a bad situation. Because you know your refrigerator just went down. You've got items there. You know your meat that's been in that freezer is going to thaw in the next couple days. You might be eating a lot of meat because you can't keep it cool. But guess what? You don't have to touch your to-go bag. You eat what's going to spoil first. I know it don't sound fun, but if your chicken's going to go bad in the freezer, you might as well cook it needed. You can cook it over a bonfire. You can cook it on a gas stove. But it beats letting it go to waste. So if you have a bag of potatoes laying around and your freezer's going, oh, there's no power within 2 days, it's going to be thawed, make you some baked potatoes and chicken. Or make you a roast and baked potatoes, whatever. But it's food you don't have to eat out of your 72-hour bag. Until all that's gone, and you start seeing power coming back on, places starting to open up, you might not have to get in the bag. Because let me tell you something, when Laura came through last year, everybody was without power. Nobody had power but me. And I took damage to my system because electrolysis ate a bunch of my wiring out during the storm. I lost 2 solar panels. But you know what? My refrigerator and freezer always stayed going. I might not have been able to run air conditioning because of the damage I took, but my food stayed good. We still had lights. We still had air conditioning. So, yes, it does work good. And as long as it works good, you use it. You can't be afraid. Live and enjoy life. Look, let me tell you something. To me, there's nothing nicer than going outside in the woods and watching the animals, watching the wildlife. Do you think they think about a pandemic? I'm just saying.
I try not to think about what's going on in the world. I just try to live and enjoy my life. I love being on my homestead. I love being in the woods. I love being in a kayak in the water. You know, I'm not saying everybody's got to be rough cut and, you know, live off the land. But be prepared. Because let me tell you something. When the curtain finally falls and you can't go to a store, you'll be glad you have a few preps in your bag, because those preps will save your life. Now look, I apologize. I ain't been making podcasts like I've been trying to do. Once a month seems to be my thing, and I don't know why. So we're probably going to change to just doing a once a month show. Those of you who follow me on Facebook under Off the Grid and on Solar, I got a group page and I have a like page. I'm also on regular Facebook under Gary Hall. My off-grid pages contain to living off the land and off-grid. My Gary Hall page is a little bit about off-grid life, but not like my off-grid pages. I am on Twitter. I am on YouTube under Off-Grid Gary. I do have a Patreon page, but I'll be honest, Patreon ain't really doing much for me. I'm on MeWe. You can look me up on MeWe under Gary Mall. I think I'm under Off-Grid Gary up there as well. But on YouTube, I'm under Off-Grid Gary. But go out there, check me out, hit the like and subscribe button while you're on YouTube. Don't forget to little notification bell. I haven't made a video in the past 3 weeks. I try to keep every 2 to 3 weeks on a YouTube video. They're not very long, but we like to show what we're kind of accomplishing on our homestead. If you want to get a hold of me, reach out and get a hold of me. I'd love to hear from you. If you would like to do a show and tell us about how you're prepping and you want to call me, We'll figure out how to do this where we could do a podcast together. I would love to do a podcast with somebody if they're interested. Don't be afraid to get a hold of me. And we're going to go ahead and call it a day. I want everybody to have a good weekend. And remember, people, don't forget to prep. Prepping is everything. Have a great day. Bye.